From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump postponed a rally in Chicago after hundreds of protesters threatened to disrupt it. The rally was to have been held at the University of Illinois at Chicago Friday, but hundreds of protesters massed in front of and inside the university's pavilion building. As tensions rose, a campaign spokesman said the rally was postponed for safety reasons.
Mr. Trump just arrived in Chicago and, after meeting with law enforcement, has determined that for the safety of all the tens of thousands of people that have gathered in and around the arena, tonight's rally will be postponed until another day. Thank you very much for your attendance, and please go in peace.
In a telephone interview after the postponement with CNBC, Trump attributed the anger, or the reason for the protests, to anger in the country. He said he didn't think it's directed at me, it's just what's been going on for years. However, many of the protesters at the event said they were there to stop Trump from speaking because of his controversial views. Meanwhile, Republican presidential candidate Marco Rubio is suggesting that his supporters in the state of Ohio vote for his rival, Ohio Governor John Kasich, in order to stop frontrunner Donald Trump.
And so we cannot afford to have the commander-in-chief and the next president of the United States to be someone who simply does not have the basic knowledge, not to mention the competency or the temperament, to lead this country at such a dangerous time.
Ohio is one of the biggest contests in Tuesday's presidential primaries, offering 66 delegates, with the winner taking all. Governor John Kasich is favored. This is VOA News. The UN Human Rights Office says South Sudan's government has operated a scorched earth policy of raping and killing civilians and destroying their villages as it fights the country's civil war. A new report released Friday says all parties in the conflict committed serious and systematic violence against civilians, but it says state actors bore the greatest responsibility during 2015 because opposition forces grew weaker. Rupert Colville is a spokesman for the UN Commissioner for Human Rights. He says rape is being used as a weapon in the conflict.
It seems they're not being paid. They're just being given carte blanche to rape and to steal cattle, and basically those are the two sort of bits of war bounty they get, the women and the cattle.
The civil war between the government and rebels, led by former Vice President Riek Machar, has killed tens of thousands of people and forced more than 2 million people from their homes. The UN Security Council has endorsed a call from the Secretary General to repatriate peacekeepers who sexually abuse or exploit the people they are sent to protect. In a vote of 14 in favor with one abstention, the Security Council adopted the U.S.-drafted resolution on Friday. In 2015, there were 69 allegations of sexual abuse or exploitation made against UN peacekeepers. The United States has condemned the Syrian government for hampering deliveries of humanitarian aid and for airstrikes that have reportedly hit civilians. State Department spokesman John Kirby said Friday the Syrian regime was guilty of an ongoing practice of removing badly needed medical supplies from emergency humanitarian aid deliveries.
Now, these are clear violations of the cessation of hostilities and of the expressed commitment by the Assad regime to the United States and Russia as ceasefire task force co-chairs to provide full humanitarian access and to abide by the cessation of hostilities.
The strongly worded condemnation from the State Department comes as the UN's Syria envoy plans to resume substantive talks between the Syrian government and the opposition in Geneva on Monday. The first round of proximity talks broke off in early February. And dignitaries from the worlds of politics, journalism, and entertainment gathered at the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library Friday for the funeral of former First Lady Nancy Reagan, current First Lady Michelle Obama, former President George W. Bush, and members of presidential family stretching back to the Kennedy administration attended the service. Nancy Reagan died Sunday at the age of 94 from congestive heart failure. For more, log on to our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.